Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, story here from Fox 4. Months after going on leave while he attended to, quote, personal issues, Independence Police Chief Adam Dussman is leaving his post as of today. Quoting here from the city manager, Chief Dussman's leadership has brought important advancements to the department, and we are grateful for his service to the city of Independence. Deputy Chief Jason Peterson is the interim chief as the city works to find a replacement. Fox 4 sat down with Dussman in early June, Chief Dussman, when he sought to address rumors about his leave and a controversy regarding an alleged incident at National Police Week where he was representing the department. He denied claims that during the trip to Washington, D.C., he became so intoxicated that he had to be carried to his hotel, was kicked out of a bar, and even got into a fight. Chief Dussman said the only thing that happened was that he had been out after hours with fellow officers. Okay.
They lost. The Independence Police Department has had a horrifying couple of years.
Well, you had the guy who was billing the overtime, who was the highest paid person on the city payroll, and he was doing odd jobs at the police station, drywalling or
painting the brick,
electrical work,
carpet, yeah,
and was billing the city for that. Ended up being the highest paid city employee. I believe he was a lieutenant or a sergeant in the police department. I can't remember.
I was talking about the loss of Cody Allen during the process serving.
Well, there was that.
Where he was shot and killed, where they were trying to serve that idiot papers that also killed the process server, didn't he? If memory serves,
and Mac look, was his last name.
There's no, you look at that top chief job in any department, and all of the stress and baggage that comes with. It's surprising more of them don't need to take leave. And I think the incident, whatever it was that happened in D.C., the incident in question was during the fallen officers, like Memorial Week.
It was National Police Week.
Police Week.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened. It's a very public job. It's a very important job. It's a taxpayer-funded job. So if you live in Independence, I think you have questions and you probably deserve answers. But I don't know what happened. I can't throw stones there. I mean, they are coming off a really, really difficult time. And I'm not saying if there was inappropriate behavior that excuses it, but could you and I do that job? Nope.
Oh, God, no. God, no. But who, let me ask this question. Who doesn't go to a professional convention? And maybe,
I'm
not saying that everybody does, but here's what I will say. And I'm not going to name any names. Some of the people that I'm thinking of in my mind have passed.
Yep.
And I'm not going to throw them under the bus. But in my previous career as the news director at this radio station, it was very frequent that I would go to the Kansas Association of Broadcasters convention every year, and I would go to the Missouri Broadcasters Association convention every year. At these conventions would be some of the best-known TV and radio personalities in this city.
Oh, yeah. And liquor's flowing.
And they were wasted. I would get a little buzz back in the day, but I would never get wasted for fear that I would look like them. But some of the best known people, I could name them right now, but I will not, would be at these conventions ripped out of their gourds.
We also had the officer who shot and killed the mother and the baby she was holding.
You're right.
You know, and so if it's time for new leadership over there, you know.
He only became the police chief in August of 2022. So 3 years.
Yeah.
I think that was after the fallout from the initial overtime scandal, because that was in February of 2022 when the whistleblower came out and said that there was an Independence police officer that had 2,800 hours of overtime in a single year.
You're right. Next line is, he began his tenure as the department dealt with the fallout from an overtime scandal where a special counsel ultimately could not determine whether officers actually worked hours that they clocked because it was done on the honor system.
I don't know that you should ever have clock in and clock out on the honor system. And I don't mean police departments, city hall, fire departments, corporations. Probably not a good idea to have that on the honor system.
Yeah. The story also says, or at least the story from Channel 9, says that he has taken another position with the city.
Okay.
So why would he get another job with the city?
Because maybe he still wants to serve, but not with that level of, I don't say baggage, but baggage that that job would come with.
I don't know. That's very confusing.
I mean, that would be like if I went and allegedly embarrassed the department or this radio station, where they would say, it's time to go, but, oh, you can work in the sales department. Well,
does that not say if the city's extending him another offer in another department that
they couldn't prove it?
That they couldn't prove this. Yeah. Yep.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Don't forget to this afternoon at 5 o'clock, we will do Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.